November 12, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Those who truly love God will desire so to improve the talents that he has given them, that they may be a blessing to others. And by the gates of heaven will be thrown wide open to admit them. And from the lips of the King of Glory, the benediction will fall upon their ear like richest music. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Thus the redeemed will be welcomed to the mansions that Jesus is preparing for them. There their companions will not be the vile of earth, but those who through divine aid have formed perfect characters. Every sinful tendency, every imperfection has been removed by the blood of Christ, and the excellence and brightness of his glory, far exceeding the brightness of the sun, in its meridian splendor is imparted to them, and the moral beauty, the perfection of his character, shines through them in worth far exceeding this outward splendor. They are without fault before the great white throne, sharing the dignity and privileges of the angels. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In view of the glorious inheritance which may be his, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. He may be poor, yet he possesses in himself a wealth and dignity that the world could never bestow. The soul redeemed and cleansed from sin, with all its noble powers dedicated to the service of God, is of surpassing worth. To dwell forever in this home of the blessed, to bear in soul, body, and spirit, not the dark traces of sin and the curse, but the perfect likeness of our Creator, and through ceaseless ages to advance in wisdom, in knowledge, and in holiness, ever exploring new fields of thought, ever finding new wonders and new glories, ever increasing in capacity to know and to enjoy and to love, and the knowing that there is still beyond us joy and love and wisdom infinite, such is the object to which the Christian's hope is pointing.